Hello.
Hi, Maria. This is Sheldon again. How are you?
Hello. Good. Good.
Good. That's great. Let's see. I think I just have two messages from you from just now on Teamwork. Yeah, I just saw them.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop over. I have just a few more questions to answer. Oh no, I have a whole nother. Oh, I have a little bit to go here, but I don't know. Do you want me to send you what I have and then we could talk it through, or do you want me to finish
Sure,
this?
send it to me, send it to me.
Okay. All right. I'm just stopping at company information, but I'll send you both of those.
Sure.
Let me just go back to the project area. Okay, and I'll. Oops, that's a task. Files. Here we are. Upload files. Okay, put them in. Again, set them on my desktop here. There it is. Got it. Why is it not there? Okay, so hang on one second. I'm just gonna find
No
where
problem.
I stuck these.
No
Thought I
problem.
had them on the desktop. Maybe I didn't take them off my desktop. Okay, here's one. The website questionnaire. And where did I put my other one? Let me see where it went.
Do you have questions regarding the website questionnaire, or did you fill them out?
No, I filled it out.
Okay,
And then
perfect.
I'm only like, it looks like I'm only halfway done with the web content questionnaire, but I am going to file and save on my desktop. And then I can upload it. Desktop, save. Okay, now let me upload it onto the thing. And I just put my initials on the files that I had sent you.
Perfect.
Website content, where are you? There you are. Okay, upload. Done. They're uploaded.
And let me see. And did you like directly upload the files? You just directly.
Yeah.
I have them. Got it. Because
Yeah,
like
did I put
the.
them in the wrong place?
No. The thing is, basically, if you send them attaching a message, I get a notification. If you directly upload them, I don't get a notification. So it's more or less me
Oh.
knowing and not knowing. It's more easier when it's in a message, so we know that something has been sent.
Oh, okay. Do you want me
Let
to also
me.
send them
No,
that way, or?
no problem. I just
That's fine.
download it from the files options. No problem. So, what would you like to ask me?
Okay, so I don't know. Do you want to just run through the website questionnaire really quickly?
Sure, I'm actually open. I just opened them up and I am going through that. Okay, so client name, current person, designation, email number, Skype and talks, no name, pharmaceutical, clinical, biology research. Wow.
Yeah, been doing this for like 30 years. I feel like I'm still 12, but
Oh,
my hair is turning white, so I had to dye it red. I normally have dark hair. I had.
I felt like it's, like, I thought
It's
that was
red.
dirty blonde, but why did it?
Yeah, it looks dirty blonde. It's red sometimes. Sometimes it's all different colors. I'm a woman. Change.
True. Okay, do you have a business slogan? You have a logo? What do you mean, not one like that?
I don't have. Sorry, my contacts are messed up. I wrote that one last night. So, I don't have one that I like, is what I meant to say. I couldn't see
Okay.
what I was typing.
Not one there. Okay. Ultimately, to sell more books. What's been more than selling books? Get awareness about it. Hub for all book author info. Got it. target audience is still working on that. So isn't your target audience more or less the general populace?
Yeah, it's not like women in their 40s or anything like that. It's really, I struggled with that. I did the whole avatar thing and realized that even when you look at my reviews, there are probably a split down the middle between guys and girls.
Yeah, it's a generic cell phone book.
It's a general. Yeah, it really is. It's really, so I tried to go like a little bit deeper, like who is the reader? And it's not just any mm-hmm. Harry or Mary or whatever. It's really people who are looking to, and it's not readily, you know, obvious on the book title page, but it's people who are really looking to get greater self-awareness and understand, you know, themselves better.
Mm-hmm.
So and are interested in like consciousness and existence. It's got a very I like the way that one guy wrote it. It's got a very existential vibe to it.
The internal energy and all that.
Kind of like well, here's the thing. I even though I do like oncology clinical cancer research, I love physics. So I have a ton of physics books. I love David Bohm, who I don't know if you ever heard of him. He collaborated with like Einstein and stuff and the Dalai Lama. Like he just had touched every walk of life, even Krishnamurti. So he was just trying to, has that same question. Like, why are we here? What are we doing here? How does
yep.
it all work? And
yep.
through all the equations and everything, and he started looking more towards spirituality. So that's, I really have a connection with him.
I see. By the way, my background of studies, I am everywhere. I have so much study, read a lot on relative to, you know, literature, but I've also studied a lot of physics and electronics. Electronics was like my secondary
mm-hmm.
interest. Yeah, I
yeah,
studied a lot
so
of physics and electronics. Yeah, it is.
Well, that's awesome. I think it should be a standard in our curriculum.
But it's from, because I have teaching experience for like 7 years, but not in school wise. I just did tutoring a lot, but I used to tutor
nice.
People in groups of like 30 or 40. So from my own understanding, although I used to like teach physics, maths, and computers.
Wow.
From my understanding, physics isn't for everybody. Like, a person in an art major won't really find interest in physics. And they'll be like, this, sure, this relates. It's interesting, but it's not me. It's more or less that. Yeah.
Well, that's, but it's everywhere. It's the basis. It's further, deeper down than biology. You know, like, it's what makes us and the world and the energy and everything that we do.
Yeah, it's more or less basically physics is how things work, right? It's just how things work. Physics is basically how things work.
Yeah, how things work, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll never know, but we could get it. We could take a couple few good guesses.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's just about that, and going down and drilling down in this book to the point where you realize like. Well, I tie it into like a more of a psychological approach of, you know, well, then can we really trust what other people think of us or what we even think of ourselves if we're just thinking, you know?
Yeah.
So I make people kind of go through that path to think about themselves and then realize that you actually do have the power to change that. You know, you have the power to find the confidence in yourself and realize, you know, you're okay. You just have to know what you want and you can create it because of the potential.
Sure.
When your mind and your emotions work together. So it's kind of neat. It's a little bit of everything.
Yep.
Back to 70,
by the way,
170 pages.
One thing I'm looking at in the website questionnaire, you don't plan on making any videos? Like you may have some video interview or something like that later on rather than just podcasts. You know,
I do. I just didn't think like, you know, I kind of rushed through this. No, I'm honestly, I'm open. You mean like
so,
vlogs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably down the line. I'm still trying to get comfortable with the. Listen, I was behind the lab bench and behind the scenes my whole career. This is like the first exposure that I really, you know, aside from giving presentations at my day job and stuff, like I'm getting more comfortable going and doing things like the podcasts and stuff and the YouTube videos. There's a couple out there for some of those podcasts. I have one coming out soon, I think this month or next month, whenever they get through the process where it is on video. You know, it's on a YouTube channel. So I'll get there somehow. Hello? Hello?